Notice verse 11. If they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures. But if they obey not, they shall perish by the sword, and they shall die without knowledge. Now, God does not afflict, but he does play a role in suffering and affliction. And that is to get you out of it. If you will obey and serve him, the scripture says you'll spend your days in prosperity and your years in pleasure. But if you don't, you'll perish with the sword. And so you see that many times there's a part that we have to play. And the interesting thing is, God's going after your ear. He gets their ear for discipline. In other words, he starts speaking to you. Now, I'm of the opinion that you can hear God without going through a tough time. Would you agree with that? Now, if you're just so stubborn and hard-headed that the only time you listen to God is when you get in trouble, you need to grow up. Amen. God speaks to us every day. He speaks to us through his word. He speaks to us by his spirit. He loves us. And that is the essence, and Minister Heidelberg shared about it this morning, prayer. What is prayer? It's not just asking for things. The word prosyuke, face-to-face communion with God. It's a conversation that we have every day. And it's not just speaking, but many times prayer is listening. Listening. Because he'll give you direction. Now, if we would listen, many times we'd avoid the trouble in the first place. But there are times when Satan will attack. Not because you've done anything wrong, but rather because he's looking to destroy your influence and your witness in the earth. Keep you silent. I heard a pastor from South Africa say this many, many years ago. If you want the devil to leave you alone, do nothing, say nothing. He will leave you alone. Because you're no threat to the kingdom of darkness. But as soon as you begin to say something and do something, and influence people for good, you can be assured you're going to be attacked. Well, thank God he's given us the tools to overcome. Amen? You don't have to fear anything that Satan has. None of it. In fact, Jesus said, I give you authority to trample upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power. That Greek word exousia literally means jurisdiction or authority of the devil. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. But you must be vigilant and be sober, because you have an adversary who is arrayed against you, and like a roaring lion, he's looking for prey. Just make sure you're not lunch. Are you with me? And Peter went on to say, whom resist? Steadfast in the faith. It's up to you to resist. And resist means push back. Resist means fight back. Resist does not mean you lay down and take it. And what the devil has done is he's duped the church into thinking that God did these things so that we wouldn't resist. I mean, after all, if it's God, why fight? You know, and so Christian people have been duped. Many times Christian ministers have been duped. And they're quick to say at a home going, well, you know, God doesn't make any mistakes. No, he doesn't, but we do. And many times those mistakes can have devastating consequences. You with me? So just because Job said it doesn't mean it was true. Amen? And so I'm not one of those who goes around saying, well, the Lord, no, shut that stuff up. It ain't true. Amen? Yeah. It ain't true. We just saw that from the Word of God. Amen? Amen? Now, I have a few minutes here. Let me deal with another commonly misunderstood concept in two misunderstood passages. All right? The first one's in Hebrews 9:27. Turn there with me if you would. And let's knock this one for a loop. I recall a conversation I had with a minister when I was a teenager. And I don't remember what started the conversation, really don't know what the conversation was about. But I do remember his words to me. He said, "Well, son, life is like thread in a barrel. Some threads are long, some threads are short. You never know how long your thread is or when it's your time to go." You ever heard that one before? For decades, I heard people say, "Well, when it's your time to go, it's your time to go, and there's nothing you can do about it." Some of you may have thought and said the same thing. Strangely enough, when I began to study the Scripture, I found something quite different to be true. Now, here are the two Scriptures that people stumble over. The first one, Hebrews 9:27, says this, "And it is appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment." Now, the writer of Hebrews, right in the middle of an exhortation of how Jesus was the perfect sacrifice for sin, and how his death brought redemption to all mankind, right in the middle of that exhortation, he said, "It's appointed unto men once to die." Notice what this passage does not say. It does not say we have an appointed time to die. In other words, the human condition is such that we will all die once and then be judged. The word translated appointed is a Greek word, apokemai, which means reserved or something that's laid up. Eventually, should the Lord Jesus tarry and not return, all of us will die, but there's nothing that expresses or that indicates there's an express moment in time when you must die. Now, let me show you the other passage of Scripture that people stumble over. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. I heard somebody say this just a couple weeks ago. "Well, you know, when it's your time," I thought, "Oh, Lord. Here we go." Ignorant, don't know any better. Hebrews 9:27, it says, "It's appointed unto men once to die." Odds are, you're only going to die once. Amen? Notice Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Here's where people get hung up. You with me? Notice what it says. "To everything there is a season." Everybody say season.
Season.
"A time for every purpose under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which was planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones. A time to embrace, a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to rend and a time to sow. A time to keep silence and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace." Now, what Solomon is writing about here in this passage is seasons of life. There is a season for every purpose under heaven. The Hebrew word is the word eighth. It's spelled E-T-H. And it simply refers to a time when. It does not refer to a specific date, minute, or hour when someone will be born, or a time when we will die. It doesn't refer to a specific minute when we'll plant, or a minute when we'll take up what we've planted. Seasons of life. Now, seasons of life are dictated by God's purpose for our lives, but they're also determined by the decisions that we make. Seasons of life. You don't have a specific date when you got to check out. Now, turn with me to Proverbs chapter 3. Let me show you something exciting. Proverbs chapter 3. Glory to God. I tell you what, when I found this out, it changed my life. It did. I quit walking around afraid that I was going to just drop dead at any minute because it was my time. Amen. Notice Proverbs chapter 3. Verse 1 says, "My son, forget not my law, but let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to you." Everybody say add. "In all your ways acknowledge him, it shall, and he shall direct your paths. Be not wise in your own eyes, fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to your navel and marrow to your bones." Glory to God. Notice verse 13. "Happy is the man that finds wisdom and the man that gets understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things that you could desire are not to be compared to her." Notice verse 16. "Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor." I remember the first time I understood these verses, it was like a bomb went off in my spirit. The scripture tells us that if we would embrace God's word and practice it, that he would add to me and to you length of days, long life, and peace. You do not have to live your life in fear, thinking that at any moment you might check out because it's your time. That is foolishness. You don't have to be afraid. The word add is the Hebrew word yosaf, and it means to increase, to prolong, to add, or to augment. If you embrace God's word, which contains God's wisdom, and get an understanding of that God wisdom and practice it, you will experience length of days, long life, and peace. You don't have to fear. You don't have to be afraid. Amen? God has made provision for you. Amen? And I'm out of time. Glory to God. Let's all stand. We're not done yet. We got a few more. Glory to God. This is important. Not just for you, but maybe you can help some of your family and friends. Maybe you can help some people who are walking in fear. See, this is how Satan works. It's not so much what he does, but he comes with the fear first. And what the fear does is lower your defenses. It lowers God's hedge of protection. Because now you're not walking by faith, you're walking by fear. Fear is the road that Satan travels. So you need to shut the door. I remember not long ago, I had somebody come to me, and they had gotten a cancer diagnosis, and they were so afraid. And I said to them, first thing you need to do is knock fear in the head. Stop being afraid. Get rid of the fear. Second thing you need to do is get into the Word. Find out what Jesus purchased for you. Healing belongs to you. He paid the price so that you could be free. Third thing you need to do is go to the doctor. Find out what he wants you to do. Are you with me? Most of them got some sense. Some of them don't know what they're talking about. But most of them are good people and trying to help people. Amen? So never be afraid to go to the doctor. Worst case scenario, he can tell you what to believe God for. God's word always works. It brings life and health, and it's free. Amen? Father, thank you so much for your goodness, for your grace. Thank you for your word. Thank you for revealing truth to us so that we can live and experience long life and peace. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your blessing. Thank you for ministering life to your people today, Father. In the name of Jesus. And we resist fear at every corner and at every opportunity. And we thank you for giving us not only peace, but faith that moves mountains. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.